With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. At the far southern end of the Chesapeake Bay, Jonathan White, a former Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy, was helping to lead a tour of the world's largest naval base, Naval Station Norfolk. While some dismiss climate change as a hoax, Admiral White described the very real threat that sea level rise caused by global warming poses even to the military.
If we just did nothing with the space, it's easy to see that in a worst-case scenario of a couple of meters of sea level rise by the end of the century, much of this base that we're standing at now would not be usable for most of the year. So therefore, you wouldn't even be able to get to the ships to even pull the ships into the piers here. So you're going to have to do something to respond to that level of sea level rise.
The base's home, Hampton Roads, Virginia, is experiencing the highest rate of relative sea level rise along the entire East Coast, as warmer weather melts polar ice and expands the volume of the oceans. Abandoning this massive, century-old military base to the rising seas would have a catastrophic impact on the local economy. Worse yet, as many as 176,000 residents have homes in low-lying areas here that are threatened by even a 3-foot rise in sea level over the next century. Other waterfront areas across the Chesapeake, including Fells Point in Baltimore and downtown Annapolis, are also at risk of inundation during large storms, which are expected to become more frequent. But nowhere is the danger of flooding more dire than in southeastern Virginia, where an 8-inch rise in ocean levels over the last century has been compounded here by a 1-foot drop in the ground level. This settling of the land is being caused by excessive pumping of groundwater from drinking water aquifers, as well as by the natural shifting of geological formations. Again, here's Admiral White.
Just like when you're standing on a beach and the water comes in and your feet sink into the sand, that's a little bit of what's happening in a much slower time scale here on the east coast of the U.S. That's what makes this area, as well as some areas on the Gulf Coast, like New Orleans, Galveston, and places like that, extremely vulnerable to sea level rise because they're sinking at the same time that the water is rising.
To your left, we have two types of submarine station here.
We have as we drove around Hampton Roads on an educational tour arranged by the nonprofit World Resources Institute, our van blasted through a half foot of standing water that swamped the roadways at several locations. It had rained only a little bit the night before, but whole streets, parking lots, and neighborhoods of Norfolk were flooded again, as they are several times a season. Climbing out of the van, I met Henry Braithwaite, a construction contractor who, once again, could not even back his car out of his driveway to get to work.
We get a good storm and a high tide, it's always in the streets, pretty much every time guaranteed. I'm not sure what's going on now because it didn't rain too much, so I'm not sure where all this water is coming from. But it's a pretty much regular nuisance of any rain and high tide, and it's up in our streets like this.
At a waterfront neighborhood along the Elizabeth River, the city of Norfolk is planning to build an earthen berm and artificial wetlands to try to slow the water's rise using $120 million in federal funds. But of course, in the long run, a pile of dirt won't do a heap of good to stop an ocean. The real answer is burying the fossil fuels that ignited the problem in the first place. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.